Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an analysis on the most important Islamic concepts and teachings. I am Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Rouhani and Brother Alavian. Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Brother Alavian, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
All right, for today's discussion, we want to talk about another type of mystical irfani concept, and that is riyazah or riyazatun nafs. Roughly, it can be translated as to purification of the soul or asceticism. So it has different meanings. Even non-Islamic schools of thought, some of them are very much famous in order to do asceticism, have an ascetic lifestyle. But what does it mean according to Islamic teachings? We want to discuss it today. Brother Alavian, first of all, define for us what is riyazah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Riyadah or asceticism actually means tolerating the hardships or living the desires. And definitely what we call desires here are mainly material and worldly desires in order to purify the soul. So this by itself is a good and recommended action. I mean, as you said, in every school of thought, it can be praise that human beings, in order to actually be able to overcome some of the deficiencies that the soul has, to oblige itself to practice, to have some certain kinds of practices. But in Islam, specifically in mystical schools, this concept of asceticism or riyadah has been mentioned, and the outcome and consequences of this asceticism has been mentioned. But in narrations, in the recommendations that we have received from the Holy Prophet and the infallible Imams, or the conduct of these holy existence and holy figures, we have understood lots of lessons from what they have done in their own holy lives.
That's right.
In order to keep this this morale of riyadah or asceticism in themselves, right? Like speaking less, for example, experiencing the generosity among themselves or among people, or the humility in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in order to be in order to practice humility in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or submission in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are some prerequisites for that. Or in order to be a man of speaking less, so you need to practice with yourself, with the soul, in order to oblige your soul to actually step in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants only.
That's right.
Not to say something which is additional, not to ignore the words to be said that are necessary to be said.
That's
so
right.
I want to say that this riyadah or asceticism is an act of worship, because it is going to be done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
Like eating less, what is the outcome of eating less? So you have a good mood for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the middle of the night.
That's right.
Or to some extent, we need a sort of isolation from the people. Tariq al-Dunya. No, we are not promoting this concept.
Yes.
To be away from the whole society, or isolated from the society. No.
To become fine and solitary, that's right.
Some very few minutes or hours for ourselves, to be with ourselves, to actually find our accountability in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to examine our accountability in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called asceticism or riyadah.
That's right. Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Alavian. Shaykh Rouhani, so it seems that one of the ways in which we can purify our soul is a riyazah to nafs. And as I said at the beginning of the program, different schools of thoughts all across the world practice this type of action, riyazah. I mean, they bear difficult situations, even in solitary life, in confinement, in mountains, okay? To have a solitary life, to be away from the people, in order to find such a purification of the soul. So what are the main differences in both method and results of riyazat al-nafs in Islamic school of thought and the non-Islamic ones?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you rightly mentioned, riyadah is a kind of self-refrainment, or we can say a kind of exertion. We mean that we make a lot of kind of physical and mental effort to achieve something in our spiritual life and to perfect our soul, to perfect ourselves. So when it comes to this kind of refrainment or self-refrainment, of course, sometimes we see that in non-Islamic, let's say, what we can say, orders, we have also, or let's say, ideologies or religions or sects, we have also a kind of riyada. But the point is that from the Islamic perspective, riyada should be completely in accordance with the Islamic Sharia.
Yes.
If you violate and cross the, let's say, the borders of the Sharia, then of course whatever you achieve is not true, is not justified, is not accepted.
Out of the framework of Sharia, it's not accepted. That's right, okay.
This is the main difference between the riyada that we have in Islam and in non-Islamic kind of religions.
Okay, very good.
That is why sometimes we have some people who may, for example, make lots of efforts. They physically might put themselves into pressures, difficulties, challenges, and they might bear and tolerate, let's say, sufferings and hardships to achieve some worldly or earthly kind of achievements or, let's say, successes.
So through these hardships, they reach even some levels in order to some extraordinary actions. That's right.
Exactly. This kind of riyadat is not accepted by Islam.
Okay.
It's not true. Because the main objective of riyadah is to get nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfied, to get closer and closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not to, for the sake of these earthly and worldly, let's say, affairs and material kind of objectives in this life. And that is why we can say that when it comes to riyadah, of course, it should be under the supervision of the masters of these, let's say, riyadat, and a person cannot do these kind of things without any guide, without any master.
All right, that's right.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
A big line is made between riyaza and ruhbaniya. I mean, asceticism or ascesis and monasticism, Brother Alavian. So why these two must not be mixed with each other, and why? Especially based on Mullah Sadra teachings, you know, ruhbaniya is, we can say, prevented in Islam, isn't it? So why is it so?
Prior to Mullah Sadra, Islamic teachings tells us that we have been prevented from being isolated from society. Because
so monasticism is this, to be isolated only from the society?
So Rahbaniya has been
living
avoided, has
That's
been
right.
actually, we have been avoided from practicing Rahbaniya or monasticism.
That's right.
Well, since Islam is a multifaceted religion, so actually cares for different aspects of life of a human being in this world. One aspect of human life in this world is social social contacts with the people, or because we have some crucial dimensions in our lives: our relation with Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, our relations with others, with people, with society, our relation with the environment, and our relation with ourselves. So these four key dimensions have been defined in Islam and Islamic teachings. So we have a duty, we have sort of a commitment towards the society and the people.
That's right.
I mean, the kind of narrations that actually recommends us to be kind to your neighbor.
Yes.
It seems that even there is nothing more important than the neighbor in the world. You see how important this concept is in the view of Islam, that your neighbor, you have some duties towards your neighbor. So the same duties are going to apply for the people around, I mean, in your vicinity. So who is your neighbor? At least 40 houses next to your area.
All right.
This is the least thing. Again, your neighbor in your workspace, the neighbor in your, I don't know, lots of interpretation yes. for this neighborhood.
Yes.
So when we have all these duties, can we be, I mean, apart from the society? Definitely no. So this is what Islam actually makes Islam different from others. Mm-hmm. Islam tells us that you need some time to be alone with yourself,
yes.
to work on your own soul.
Yes.
But this is not going to be the whole day of yours, the whole night of yours.
And tranquility,
so you have a duty for others. It yes. is, I mean, a limited time for yourself. Uh-huh. I mean, to pay attention to what you have done. Mm-hmm. I mean, to do your muhasabah, accountability in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever you have done. That's so. Again, in Islamic teachings, we have some recommendations, again, in order to make this aspect of Islamic teachings more colorful, like what we have been avoided to be in a status of rahbaniyah, but to be in a state of riyadah, to be in a status of riyadah or asis.
Yes.
So in the, when we are in the status of asis and we have accepted it, so we need to have to gain some knowledge from Islamic teachings first.
Mm-hmm.
So if we lack this knowledge from Islamic teachings, what would be the outcome? Rahbaniyah.
Okay. Is it possible to reach the level, we can say, of riyaza without Sharia?
This is the difference, okay. I'm telling you.
Uh-huh.
Look, if we step in the way of riyaza without the knowledge of Sharia,
yes.
knowledge of religion,
okay.
or even acting upon it,
okay.
it would be rahbaniyah. The outcome would be rahbaniyah.
Okay.
So, but if we have gained a good knowledge of aqa'id, of akhlaq, of Islamic ahkams and rulings, then we enter to this world and realm of riyadha, asis,
yes.
then it would be the thing that is recommended, that is so desired for Islam okay. and a Muslim as a duty.
All right. So, Shaykh Rouhani, it is possible that a person is deviated through riyadha, isn't it?
Why not, yeah.
Okay, I mean, you put lots of hardships, lots of pressures on your shoulders.
Yeah.
You practice a lot, but at the end of the day, we can say all of them is gone. I mean, you are misled from the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you could not put it in the framework of taqwa, as yes. Imam Ali alayhi salam puts it.
Yeah, you know, it depends that what is your objective, your purpose
uh-huh.
of practicing riyadha or acting according to riyadhat, yeah? If your objective is some worldly affairs mm-hmm. or earthly kind of achievements, then of course this kind of riyadhat are kind of useless riyadhat
mm-hmm.
because it is just wastage of the energy of time and life. But if your objective is to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then because Allah's creatures are also have to be served by you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you achieve some, let's say, achievements spiritually, you have to share it with the others.
Mm-hmm.
You have to help others, yeah? Like prophets, for example, prophets, alayhim salatu wassalam, they have this highest level of, let's say, achievements spiritually. Can we say that they did not care about others?
All right.
Or the a'imma alayhim salatu wassalam.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Imam Sajjad, alayhi salatu wassalam.
Yes.
He had many students.
Yes.
And he trained them and he brought them up in accordance to this, let's say, Sharia law, and of course, the enhancement of the level of purification in their souls. And also the other Imam, alayhi salatu wassalam. So that's why
that's right.
We cannot say that this riyadhat should be a kind of completely isolation from the society, from the community, from the people. Not caring about others, not helping others, not guiding others. These are the things that we should That's consider right. when we talk about riyadha.
That's right. As we read in Ayah 40 and 41 of Surah An-Naziat, that, but as for him who is ought to stand before his Lord and restrains his soul from following desires, for sure paradise will be his place. That's right. Okay, so controlling desires, satanic temptations, you know, and under the framework of Sharia law, this is the best way in order to do riyaza. And at that time, you know, that's right, doing extraordinary by the body is possible, but by the soul is more important, okay? So, and the true meaning of riyaza is going to happen the scale of the soul rather than the body. Thank you very much, Brother Alavyan and mm-hmm. Shaykh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of riyaza to nafs. It was very kind of you.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.